This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein. He is a board-certified and award-winning plastic surgeon. He has served as the chief of plastic surgery and chief of the Department of Surgery for Jackson North Medical Center in Miami, Florida. Dr. Rubenstein specializes in whole-body surgical and non-surgical cosmetic treatments for both women and men. And Dr. Rubenstein, great to have you back, and thanks for joining us once again.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
And always a pleasure. Thanks for your time once again. So looking at daddy do-overs, what exactly is a daddy do-over?
Yeah, it's a dad's version of a mommy makeover. You know, everyone may be familiar with a mommy makeover, which is, you know, after women have babies, of course, it changes their body. You know, breast change, tummy changes. And so a mommy makeover is a procedure that tries to improve the tummy, tries to improve the breasts. At the same time, daddy do-overs are a similar idea. It's just any procedure for body contouring or, you know, firming things up that men experience, you know, at a similar age when you get into your 30s and 40s. And, you know, we're not 20 years old anymore. And so your body changes. There can be, you know, many different things that people might think of. So, the idea of getting a refresh as a man, you know, once you've been a dad for a while and the years have piled up a little bit, and we've got some aging, well, that's affectionately known as a daddy do-over.
Yeah, certainly good information there to kick things off here today. Now, what procedures are most popular with men and why? Touch on some of those details further.
Well, for most men, I think the number one procedure is liposuction. You know, there's everybody has issues sometimes with extra fat they'd like to get rid of. And, you know, if you're young and you work out and take good care of yourself, and you can usually burn that off in the gym, and that's definitely the best way to go if you can do it. And as we get older, metabolism slows down a little bit. It's not so easy to get rid of the extra little pinch of fat that you've got, and sometimes more than just a pinch. So liposuction remains the most common procedure, and that typically for the lower tummy and the love handles. Those are the two big areas. And sometimes I'll even have a bodybuilder come in, and they'll want to improve the lower tummy, just working out, really low body percentage fat. And those seem to be the two areas that men hang on to fat, which is, you know, the lower tummy below the belly button, and then the love handles in the back, what we call the flanks.
And I'm sure the listeners would be curious, as well as myself, are there any particular ages or health restrictions when considering a daddy do-over or any procedure that we've discussed so far?
Yeah, of course, in any age, regardless of what you might be considering, whether it's a daddy do-over or any other procedure, you have to be in good health to have any kind of procedure done. And something that we always do is get a medical clearance. We check, you know, certain blood tests, check an EKG, a chest x-ray, make sure you're of good health before we put you under anesthesia. So, you know, those are the sort of things you have to keep in mind. And even, you know, square one might be making sure that whatever procedure you think you're interested in is actually a good procedure to get you the result that you're looking for. A lot of times people will come in and they say, well, I want liposuction. And the real issue is that there's a bunch of excess skin. And there's no amount of liposuction that's going to get rid of excess skin. It actually could make loose skin worse. So you want to make sure you're choosing the right procedure and make sure that you're healthy enough to have it.
And certainly do appreciate your input in those regards. Most helpful today. We are with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified and award-winning plastic surgeon that specializes in whole body surgical and non-surgical cosmetic treatments for both women and men. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, one of the important questions that one should always consider is, what should one look for when choosing a plastic surgeon? I really look forward to hearing your response to this question.
Sure. Well, the best place to start is just knowing that you're seeing board-certified plastic surgeons. And it's not enough to ask the doctor that you're seeing, are you board-certified? Because they may be board-certified and be able to honestly answer that question, yes. But they might not be board-certified in plastic surgery, especially down here in South Florida around Miami. There's lots of doctors, internists, family doctors, gynecologists. We even had a pulmonologist, which is a lung doctor, that are doing and have done cosmetic surgery. And, you know, that is something that you might not know. If you go to see someone for liposuction, for example, and you think, well, you know, if I'm seeing someone for liposuction, this doctor must be a plastic surgeon. And unfortunately, that is not always the case. So you got to make sure you do your homework and make sure that that doctor is board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. That's the only board in the United States that certifies plastic surgeons. Apart from that, you want to get a sense for his or her communication, the way that they explain things to you, you understand the plan, what's being recommended, and it makes sense to you. You know, don't just blindly go in and take a doctor's word for it. It should make sense to you. It should be easy to explain. Here's the problem. Here's the solution. And that should make sense to you. If it doesn't, then you really ought to think twice about it moving forward. But when you find a doctor that's properly trained, board certified in plastic surgery, you understand what he or she is explaining to you. It all makes sense. You feel a level of trust in the doctor. Then I think you've got a good recipe to get good results.
Great strong points made right there. Really appreciate that. That's awesome. Now, what do you provide to help people know what they will look like after procedures? Touch on that.
Well, years of experience. There are tools that we can use. Depending upon the procedures we're talking about, we'll see men coming in for these daddy do-over type of things that frequently is the tummy. It could be liposuction around the body, like I said, the love handles in the tummy. You know, sometimes men have gained and lost a bunch of weight. It could be hanging skin. So it could be a tummy tuck. And frequently we'll see men for aging in the face, a little bit of sagging, a little bit of thickness in the neck. You know, that is something that can be demonstrated before we see the actual final results. And when you come for consultation, we've got technology that can do a three-dimensional scan, create a model of the patient's face, and then I can do some simulations and frequently show them some idea of what the procedure might turn out to result with. You might get a chance to see your end results before you even have procedure done, and you know, even better understand where we could be with certain procedures. So, you know, for neck procedures, chin implants, nose procedures, a lot of the facial stuff we do, it's not that hard to simulate and show you pretty realistically what it can look like.
As always, Dr. Rubenstein, we appreciate your insight and expertise as you bring it to the program each and every time. Before you go, and in conclusion, one last question. Any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, I'd say the most important thing we hit on, which is making sure you're keeping yourself safe. Make sure you understand what's going on with any plan that you might be signing up for. Make sure the doctor is properly trained and certified in plastic surgery by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And then, you know, make sure you're solving problems that you were looking to solve. If you have a good plan that seems to be getting you where you want to be, then I'm sure you'll have good results. Just, you know, always stay safe. Do your homework. Make sure you know about the doctor. Make sure you know about the procedure. And if you feel comfortable, then chances are you're putting yourself into a good spot.
Dr. Rubenstein, if listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further information on your practice there in South Florida, where's the best place to do so?
Well, you can always call the office at 305-792-7575. We're in social media all over, in Instagram, at Dr. Rubenstein, same thing in Snapchat, at Dr. Rubenstein, same thing in Twitter. Is at Dr. Rubenstein, and of course we're in Facebook. You can find me. I do personally answer all the DMs and answer any notes people send to me. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. And I think if you check them out, you'll also see a lot of information. A lot of stuff we discuss here in the show, we talk about regularly in Instagram and Snapchat and the other social channels. So you can get a good education just checking out what we've got in social. And if you're in South Florida or somewhere else in the country and interested in coming to South Florida for a procedure, you can always call us, and we do virtual consultations as well, particularly for our patients that come in from out of town, whether it's somewhere in the United States or even from other countries. We can help you make those arrangements and really make things easy so that you can have a consultation before you arrive and see how we can help you get where you'd like to be. So you can get that going by speaking with my office at 305-792-7575.
Ease and convenience certainly is a huge bonus right there. Again, Dr. Rubenstein, all the best. Look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Fabulous. Well, thank you, and always a pleasure to speak with you. Look forward to our next chance.
And I do as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified and award-winning plastic surgeon that specializes in whole-body surgical and non-surgical cosmetic treatments for both women and men. And for further details, visit dr-rubenstein.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.